The Forest Service would be giving up 21,000 acres of Tongass National Forest land in exchange for 18,000 acres of Mental Health Trust land that's near Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, Myers-Chuck, and Petersburg. The two agencies signed what they're calling an agreement to initiate at the end of June.
It's sort of like a business plan that lays out pretty much a roadmap that shows how the exchange process would happen.
Kent Cummins is spokesperson for the Forest Service on the Tongass. He says the lands the Forest Service would be taking over include some scenic backdrops of the communities and some lands with popular hiking trails.
Through public process, we're going to inherit some trails, like Deer Mountain Trails and Mount Bradley in Juneau, Deer Mountains in Ketchikan. And so there may be opportunity in the future through partnerships and things to enhance those trails that are already existing. Just depending on what the public would like.
The Trust Land Office generates revenue off its land for mental health services statewide and had proposed logging some of the parcels to fulfill that mission. Those logging plans ran into opposition, however. Just south of Petersburg, a group of homeowners organized against timber cutting that was proposed for the steep hillside above their homes. Instead, the exchange would shift those logging and revenue-generating plans to the Tongass lands that the Trust Land Office would take over. Those parcels are on Prince of Wales Island near Naugatuy and Hollis, along with the Shelter Cove area on Revillagigedo Island south of Ketchikan, and some land near the proposed Niblack mine on Gravina Island, also near Ketchikan. John Morrison is acting executive director of the Mental Health Trust Land Office.
What this does for us is exchange lands that are not necessarily as economically viable for others that are, in our opinion, more so economically viable.
Morrison says this summer's agreement is a large step forward for the swap.
It's the first time the exchange becomes, you know, somewhat of an official project, and sets forth a course, a process to be followed to complete the exchange.
Both sides say there are years to go in what could be a decade-long process to make the exchange happen. The Forest Service's Cummins estimates it could be another 3 years or more before the swap actually is finalized.
It's a long process, but I think in the end it's a win-win for both parties. The land that we're conveying, that we could convey to them, is up to about 21,000 acres, and those lands are more suited for development so that they can meet their mission as well.
Cummins says the process includes an environmental impact statement and opportunity for public comment on the exchange. In 2012, the concept of the swap received support from the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a collaborative group with representatives from several environmental groups, tribal governments, and corporations, along with the fishing industry and the Forest Service. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.